Ken Anderson of Wyndham thinks there are better ways of helping the environment. I want to comment on the question of survival of foliage planted along the NDR. As a professional forester of 65 years, I would agree that the failure rate is more in excess of 50%. The new planting, if mulched with a layer of wood chips to help retain the moisture, would have reduced the failure rate considerably. I'm appalled every time I travel this route by the thousands of plastic tree guards and eyesore, as well as creating a mountain of non-biodegradable waste. Enclosure of the planting area using rabbit-proof fencing would have been cheaper, seeing that most of the boundary fencing only needed netting attached and a simple post and wire netting fence on the roadside boundary. All materials recyclable. I have experienced planting during the winter of 1962-63, the dry summer of 1976, and established the first trees at the Bacton gas site in 1967-68.
Light flashing is a dangerous problem, says GP Brown of Norwich. It is a common courtesy when driving to flash one's lights to indicate you are giving way to other road users. Recently, driving home after nightfall, a car started unexpectedly from a side road in the city into the traffic to join in the direction I was travelling. The driver seemed a little surprised that I had continued my way and had to brake. It was not until later that I realised the driver may well have mistaken the apparent flash of my lights that happens when you traverse a speed bump for a signal that I was giving way. A colleague has previously reported to me a near accident that he had witnessed in similar circumstances. I do wonder if others have experienced this or even been involved in an actual coming together as a result. I feel sure that Transport for Norwich fully models such nighttime situations before deciding where to put speed humps. And with so many cars now having running lights on in the daytime, it must increase the chances of a mistake during daylight too. Perhaps insurance companies could advise if such situations are featuring in their accident reports, in which case solving one perceived problem may have created another.
David Coe of Norwich thinks we should charge more for plastic bags. It is disappointing to learn that there has been no significant decline in the number of plastic bags used in supermarkets, especially when you look at the large number of bags for life being issued to shoppers. These bags can last a very long time, in my experience. I was given one in a Norwich store years ago, which is still in use every week when I do my local shop. All of these bags will last a long time, but the initial cost of buying the first one for between 5 and 10 pence is way too little, because people today are too lazy to take one with them when shopping. They prefer to buy new ones each time, either throwing them away when getting home or sorting them for a rainy day which never comes. I believe the initial price of buying a bag for life should be raised to way above the current price, perhaps even to £2. Perhaps also the bag should be plain white so that some people will not worry about taking a bag into a store of the opposition, i.e. no store slogans printed on them. Of course, the simple solution to the plastic problem would be if people purchased their own universal use canvas or cotton shopping bags, as they did years ago, and use them when buying everything.
M. Pomeroy of Aylsham wants to bring back the Proms concert. So, Michael Bublé is coming to town, to Blickling next summer, and the ever-popular Ibiza concert has been moved from its normal Friday to Saturday. Whatever happened to the Proms concert, which some 5,000 to 6,000 of us enjoyed every year? The latter was not held last year, with the organisers declaring that in the previous year the weather was against us. Strange. I vividly recall wall-to-wall sunshine and a perfect summer's evening. Granted, the fireworks had to be cancelled due to fire risk, and the Spitfire was grounded due to technical problems. Nonetheless, the event was hailed a success and everyone enjoyed it as ever. The organisers' comments about the weather aroused my suspicions, which, sadly, have been confirmed with the announcement of Michael Bublé's appearance at positively eye-watering prices. No doubt the evening and that of the Ibiza concert will realise a far greater profit for all concerned.